This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Campaigning has intensified for assembly elections in Maharashtra. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi will address three rallies in the state today. Union Minister Nitin Gadkari will address public meetings in Dharashiv, Solapur and Sangli. On the other hand, Leader of Opposition in the Lok Sabha and Congress leader Rahul Gandhi will be campaigning in Nandurbar and Nanded today. Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge will be campaigning in Igatpuri and Pune. NCP SP Chief Sharad Pawar is going to campaign in different constituencies in Pune. Shiv Sena UBT Chief Uddhav Thackeray is scheduled to campaign in Chhatrapati Sambhaji Nagar and Ahilya Nagar. Shiv Sena UBT leader Aditya Thackeray will be campaigning in Raigarh. In Jharkhand, after completion of the first phase of assembly elections, campaigning has intensified for the second phase of polling, which will be held on the 20th of this month. Leaders of both NDA and India Bloc are scheduled to address a series of meetings in their respective areas. Senior BJP leader and Home Minister Amit Shah will campaign in the state today. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will address three election meetings at Giridih, Gande and Bokaro, while UP Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath is scheduled to hold election rallies at Dhanbad, Bokaro and Bermo. Senior JMM leader and Chief Minister Hemant Soren will address election meetings at Deoghar, Dumka and Bokaro. Leaders of RJD, Asia SU and left parties will also address poll rallies in different parts of the state. The second phase of polling will be on the 20th of this month, while counting will take place on the 23rd of November. The Central Consumer Protection Authority, CCPA, has issued guidelines that all coaching institutes must disclose relevant information regarding their students and courses to prevent parents and candidates from being misled. Consumer Affairs Secretary Nidhi Khare issued a set of guidelines in New Delhi against misleading advertisements used by various coaching institutes. The guidelines require coaching institutes to prominently display any disclaimer and clarification regarding its functioning, while consent is required for use of photograph and testimonial from minor candidates only after their selection. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Jammu in Bihar tomorrow to commemorate Janjatiya Gaurav Divas. It marks the commencement of the 150th birth anniversary year celebrations of Dharti Aaba Bhagwan Birsa Munda. Mr. Modi will unveil a commemorative coin and postal stamp in honour of Bhagwan Birsa Munda tomorrow morning. He will also inaugurate and lay the foundation stone for multiple development projects worth over 6,640 crore rupees aimed at uplifting tribal communities and improving infrastructure in rural and remote areas of the region. Voting for parliamentary elections in Sri Lanka is underway with varying turnout, reaching 28% in certain districts at 10 a.m. Over 17 million voters are eligible to exercise their franchise as the island elects 225 members to the parliament. President Anuradha Kumarasinghe, Prime Minister Dr. Harini Amarasuriya, former President Ranil Wickremasinghe, SJB leader Sajit Premadasa cast their votes earlier this morning. Voting has been peaceful in the entire island with no incidents reported so far. In the United States, Speaker of the House of Representatives Mike Johnson has won the Republican nomination to remain in the position. It comes after U.S. President-elect Donald Trump appeared to have backed him during a meeting with House Republicans. Domestic benchmark equity indices bounced back in early trade today after facing heavy correction in the last two trading days amid massive buying by domestic institutional investors and a rally in frontline stocks. The BSE Sensex climbed 255 points to 77,945 in early trade. The NSE Nifty went up by 86 points to 23,645. At the ongoing Women's Asian Hockey Champions Trophy in Bihar, hosts and defending champions India will take on Thailand in their third match at Rajgir at 4:45 this afternoon. In badminton, India's two-time Olympic medalist PV Sindhu lost to Michelle Lee of Canada in the women's singles pre-quarterfinals of the Kumamoto Masters Japan 2024 this morning. And with that, we end this news bulletin.